After I saw the wonderful movie March of the Penguins, I found myself thinking about some of my patients. The penguins are stoic and endearing, and it's tragic to learn how, from time immemorial, they have trudged 70 miles inland from the sea, enduring indescribable hardships to reach their breeding grounds, lost numerous viable eggs to exposure, and then, almost starving, dragged themselves back to the ocean. If penguins had our frontal lobes, they would have used their little flippers to build igloos, devised a better division of labor, and reorganized their food supplies. Many of my patients have survived trauma through tremendous courage and persistence, only to get into the same kinds of trouble over and over again. Trauma has shut down their inner compass and robbed them of the imagination they need to create something better. The neuroscience of selfhood and agency validates the kind of somatic therapies that my friends Peter Levine and Pat Ogden have developed. I'll discuss these and other sensory-motor approaches in more detail in Part 5, but in essence, their aim is threefold. 1, to draw out the sensory information that is blocked and frozen by trauma. 2, to help patients befriend, rather than suppress, the energies released by that inner experience. And 3, to complete the self-preserving physical actions that were thwarted when they were trapped, restrained, or immobilized by terror. Our gut feelings signal what is safe, life-sustaining, or threatening, even if we cannot explain why we feel a particular way. Our sensory interiority continuously sends us subtle messages about the needs of our organism. Gut feelings also help us to evaluate what is going on around us. They warn us that the guy who is approaching feels creepy, but they also convey that a room with a western exposure surrounded by daylilies makes us feel serene. If you have a comfortable connection with your inner sensations, if you can trust them to give you accurate information, you will feel in charge of your body, your feelings, and yourself. However, traumatized people chronically feel unsafe inside their bodies. The past is alive in the form of gnawing interior discomfort. Their bodies are constantly bombarded by visceral warning signs, and in an attempt to control these processes, they often become expert at ignoring their gut feelings and in numbing awareness of what is played out inside. They learn to hide from themselves. The more people try to push away and ignore internal warning signs, the more likely they are to take over and leave them bewildered, confused, and ashamed. People who cannot comfortably notice what is going on inside become vulnerable to respond to any sensory shift, either by shutting down or by going into a panic. They develop a fear of fear itself.